Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How we doing, 405? Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you on the first overnight back of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. And it's our first opportunity to have Yankee Hot Stove at 4 o'clock. We talked our football. We talked our Giants and the impact of what this Sunday's game could bring. If they find a way to win this game, which won't be that difficult, they could drop all the way to eighth or ninth. What that impacts getting a quarterback at the top of the draft, what that means for Shane and Dable. What a disaster. So we've done with that. We've talked about the Jets. Let's get to Yankees a little bit because I did have an epiphany watching the Paul Goldschmidt press conference or media availability, which again, I hate. I hate these things. I don't know why. It's just weird to turn on the TV. I'm waiting for the thing to start. It starts, you know, there's nobody, like, can I get, I know Bob Lorenz is a busy man, but can Bob Lorenz be like at the desk and just introduce it? Like I turn on, it's like a replay of last night's net game. And I'm watching, and all of a sudden, like, there's a picture of no explanation, no nothing, no intro. There's just a picture of Goldschmidt staring at me up close in that awkward angle. And it's like half into the first question. I'm like, can we do it a little bit better than that? Not that I care. But watching the Paul Goldschmidt press conference, media availability, Zoom call, made me think of something. I'm starting to change my mind on something. In fact, I have. Because the more I think about it, as we've been talking the last few calls, we've been talking about whether or not the Yankees are the best team in the American League, which I think they are, whether or not Plan B is pivoted to make them better than they were last year, which I'm not so sure it does. I still wanted Juan Soto. Plan B still sucks. But I look at this team, and I'm sorry. It's a new year, and I'm trying to be positive. I said that. The Giants are making it tough. The Jets are making it tough. The New York Rangers are making it impossible. But there is something I can't have. And I can't have, and I'm not even sure I'm going to have it. But right now, I cannot have DJ LeMahieu as my third baseman. I can't. I can't even have that be a possibility. So the more and more I think about it, I know they're not going to go get Bregman. I don't think they are. I don't think they want to give him 6, 7, 8 years. I understand why. The money it's going to take, although his market's kind of falling here. And I'm open to a Bregman contract. I need a third baseman. I was watching the Yankee Hot Stove, the other edition of Yankee Hot Stove on the YES Network last night. And they're talking about how the Yankees' preference is to move Jazz to second base and get a third baseman, or even if they don't get anybody to play DJ LeMahieu at third base or play Oswaldo Cabrera at third base and move Jazz to second base. Like, as I'm thinking about all of this, and I don't think they're going to give big money over a long term to Alex Bregman, who's kind of started to decline a little bit, who won't, his numbers won't play the same here as it will in Houston. I am more and more open to the idea, and I'm starting to think they should go get Paul Goldschmidt's buddy and bring Nolan Arenado to this team. At first, I didn't like it. At first, I hated it. At first, I didn't think it was a good idea at all. And now the more I think about it, I think they need someone. And if they're not going to go get Bregman, if you can find a way, now they are right at the threshold of that final tax threshold. They're right at $302, $304 million. They have money in Marcus Stroman that they're going to have to unload to make anything possible. Because I firmly believe, not for Nolan Arenado, certainly, unless for whatever reason, some crazy reason, Steinbrenner gets, you know, the itch because of what's gone on with Soto and the Mets, and, you know, because of the idea that they're right there in the American League, and, you know, for whatever reason, If they're willing to go out and get Bregman, fine. But other than that, like, there is no move that Steinbrenner is going to value over paying double for every dollar over that last luxury tax threshold. He ain't going to do it. So if you look at this, if they can move Stroman's money and they still have maybe Grisham's money to move, if you can get with trade assets, if you can find a way to get the Cardinals to eat enough money where it's around $13 to $15 million a year for the next 3 years for Nolan Arenado, you bring him in here, you move Jazz to second, you've got Goldschmidt at first, you got Volpe at short, you have right now not only the best pitching team in the American League, you have the best defensive team in the American League. You move Judge back to right, obviously. You've got Bellinger in the outfield. Dominguez is the only question mark on that entire team defensively. Wells is so much better than we thought behind the plate. Volpe's a gold glove caliber shortstop. You get Nolan Arenado. You got Goldschmidt. You got Jazz back at second. That's the best pitching team in the American League. That's the best defensive team in the American League. And I still think those two guys, and I was watching Paul Goldschmidt talk about coming to play at Yankee Stadium in August. And I got to admit, and maybe it's because there's been so much nonsense about the pinstripes not mattering and the Yankee Stadium roll call not mattering and nobody wants to be a Yankee and blah, 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 all the crap that the Met fans have been spewing because one player chose not to be a Yankee. Listening to Paul Goldschmidt talk about it, knowing Nolan Arenado wants out, knowing that all he's ever played with is Colorado and then St. Louis, which has been a good team and a great franchise, but you know that fan base. This is the same fan base that applauded an opposing starting pitcher for a nice six-inning performance. The pressure isn't there. The excitement isn't there. Bring these two guys at the tail end of their career, chasing a championship in New York, two buddies, so they'll have someone to talk to. You get excellent defense. I'm starting to come around on going out there and getting Nolan Arenado because something has to be done. Because as much as I'll defend Brian Cashman, you know I do, and I still will. Love you, Brian. I'm telling you, with him and Boone, with the contract that DJ LeMahieu has, if you give them an opportunity to play him, I'm afraid they freaking will. And I can't have it. I was just sitting there thinking about it, and I'm listening to him talk, and his excitement to come be a New York Yankee, and his excitement to play in that building, and remembering how he came in last August and played in Yankee Stadium, and even just the excitement of New York. He mentioned the All-Star game at Citi Field, like all of it. You bring those two guys aching to prove that they still have something, and you turn this team into the best pitching and best defensive team in the American League, and Nolan Arenado still might have something to play. If you could figure out a way to get that money under 300, because that's the only caveat to this, because maybe, just maybe, Bregman can convince Steinbrenner to go over that luxury tax. Maybe. He's a good enough of a player. He's still in his 30s. He's a proven World Series winner and playoff contender. Maybe. I don't think so, but maybe Steinbrenner would do that. There is no chance he's going over for Nolan Arenado. There's no other player. So you have to figure out the money. There has to be multiple trades to this thing, but I want Nolan Arenado. I think it's more plausible. I think it's more feasible. I think it's more doable. And the more I think about it, if you're going to lean into this run prevention stuff, go out there and be the best defensive team as well as the best offensive team. Find your way back to the World Series. I've completely changed my mind on Nolan Arenado. It's three more years. You know, it's if you can get him for $15 million a year. Now, that might cost prospects. I get it. I don't care. The time is now. You know what about the next 3 years? The next 3 years are the window we constantly talk about. Judge and Cole. That's it. Cole, certainly. It's 3 years. So if I got to trade prospects to make myself better this year and possibly the next couple, I still have first base open for anything else. And Nolan Arenado's money at $15 million or so wouldn't kill you. And you're going to get rid of Goldschmidt after a year. You could still go out and get the young superstar first baseman who's coming in from Japan next year. You could possibly still be in the marketplace for Vladimir Guerrero at first base next year. First base is still open to you. Third base is closed. Okay. In another 2 years, Stanton money's coming off the books. Another year, DJ LeMahieu's money's coming off the books. You'll be in a different position by the back end, the end of that Nolan Arenado contract. The time to win is now. And if you can find a way to make that work, that's I can't have DJ LeMahieu and or Oswaldo Cabrera be your starting third baseman. I can't do it. And I don't trust the deadline anymore. The deadline is no longer the same viable way to go out and make sure you can bolster your team. It just isn't. Not with the new playoff rule, not with the amount of teams that make it. Too many teams are unsure, and we don't know if they're buyers or sellers at that point. So many teams could be buyers. So few teams could be sellers. It's not the same way. Last year, before they traded for Bellinger in the offseason, they had him 2 years ago. He was going to come to the Yankees. The Cubs were floundering. He was going to be a Yankee. And then they got hot for like a week and a half and changed where they were in the standings. In a hot week, the Cubs went from sellers to buyers and chasing down a National League playoff spot. Like, the trade deadline is not what it used to be. First, it needs to be moved back. That's a conversation for another day. But I can't trust the Yankees saying, oh, well, listen, the roster's never set until the trade deadline. I can't trust that. Too many teams in it, especially in a lousy American League. Who knows how many teams are still going to be in it? Can't do it. Go get Nolan Arenado. I've changed my mind. So, Cashman, if you're listening, I give you the blessing. I know you've been waiting for it. You have it.